Okay, so let's learn a little bit today. This sugya of Hashem behemtum shel tzaddikim. It's not so much a sugya, but I thought it was an interesting topic that there seem to be a few basic approaches in the Rishonim to how to deal with. We're in the middle of discussing that a person is not supposed to be matil ema yaseiru b'soch beiso. You should have a peaceful atmosphere in the house. And the Gemara went through how if a person is matil ema yaseiru b'soch beiso, it leads to very terrible averos, k'dereish, v'chizdam, l'chil Shabbos. And we went through the machlok Rishonim, I think, how it leads to those averos. What exactly how exactly you get from point A to point B of Eimi Yisera to all of these averos? So the Gemara, in that context, three lines from the top is Zayin Amar Aleph. Amar Biyavol Li Olam Al Yatzel Adam Eimi Yisera B'Sof Beiso Shari Adam Gadol Hitil Eimi Yisera B'Sof Beiso VeChilu Davar Gadol. The lesson to be learned is that a person should not have an environment of fear and anxiety in his house, because there was an Adam Gadol who had such an environment in his house, and he ended up eating a Davar Gadol, a very big Isser. Umanu, who was this Adam Gadol? Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. So says the Gemara, they made him eat a big Isser, they actually fed him a big Isser? That can't be. Hashta behemtan shel tzaddikim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe takal al yadam tzaddikim atzmon lo kol shkein. Even the behemah of a tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will not allow a takala to come about through. So for sure the tzaddik himself, Hashem would never allow that a tzaddik would end up eating a terrible iser. So says the Gemara, ele bikshu lahachilu davar gadol. Doesn't mean that they actually ate a davar gadol. It means that they almost, they came very close to eating this terrible iser. Umayni, who? What's this terrible iser that he almost ate? Avram and Achai. They almost fed him Avram and Achai. Unbelievable story. Rashi says, what happened? Shenevan me'am Avram min ashchuta, umepnei emaso chadchu avad of Avram min achai, ve'viv tachtav shelo yavin. So Rashi solves a certain problem I had when I first read the Gemara, is we said that this guy is an Adam Gadol, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Adam Gadol, and he was matil emi yaseira b'sof beiso, that's how he treated his wife, was emi yaseira. So no, Rashi fills us in over here, it wasn't about his wife. B'sof beiso was not just with a wife, b'sof beiso was in general in the house with his servants, that his servants shouldn't be afraid of disappointing him, that he should be very easygoing with his employees. Because what happens? So Rashi says, the Avadim were preparing an animal, and they lost one of the limbs of the animal to feed him, and they were afraid he'd get upset that he was missing one of the legs of the chicken. He likes the pulkies or whatever, and he was afraid that he'd be upset that they were unable to give it to him. So they decided to rip one off of a live animal and put it in its place. So they were about to serve it to him, and he somehow figured it out last minute, and he was saved from eating it. But the point I wanted to focus on is this rule of that it's impossible that a tzaddik would ever have some dvar takala ba'al yada, that something bad would happen to a tzaddik, that Hashem protects the tzaddikim. Is this really true? Do we always find that this is the case? Tosfos, in a small Tosfos, quotes five different Gemaras, which seem to show that it's not true, which seem to show cases of tzaddikim having a takala ba'al yadam. Let's go through some of these Gemaras, and then we'll come back to some of the other issues. Take a look, for instance, Shabbos Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, source number 8. So the Gemara Shabbos Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, certainly if you're doing Daf Yomi, you probably remember this from very recently. So the Gemara tells us, V'lo yikra la'or ener. A person is not supposed to read by the light of a candle on Shabbos. This was very nogeil l'maisa with the sandy blackout, or as people long gone call it, Hurricane Lipa, when they failed to get our lights back on. So the halach is that you're not allowed to read by the Ohr HaNer. Why are you not allowed to read by the Ohr HaNer? Gezeira Shema Yata. We're afraid you're going to tilt the Ner to get a better look, because it's very difficult, as I discovered over the past couple of weeks. It's not easy to read by an Ohr HaNer. Flashlights are much, much better. An Ohr HaNer doesn't provide that much light at all. And the light goes up and you're trying to read from under. It's not so easy at all to read by an Ohr HaNer. So there's a concern that as the light is waning a little bit, you're going to try to tilt it a little bit and you may accidentally extinguish the Ohr HaNer. So, Amar Rabba, Afilu Gavoa Shtei Komos, Afilu Shtei Mardaos, Afilu Asara Batim Zuel Gavzu, even if the Ner isn't so easily accessible to you, it's far away from where you are, still you're not allowed to read from it. Chadu Delolikri, Hatrei Shapir Dami. So it sounds like only one guy's not allowed to read, but if you have two people reading together, that's okay, because one guy will remind the other one not to tilt the ner. Aye, but doesn't the Braisa say lo echad v'lo shnayim? Even two people are not allowed to read by an orin there. Amar Blaz v'lo kasha kan b'inyan echad kan b'shnayin yanim. It depends if the two people are looking in reading the same thing. They're involved in the same. They're having a chavrusa or something. So then one guy will remind the other guy. But if after a Friday night meal, your wife sits down to read her book and you sit down to read your book, and everyone's doing something different, so you're not reading together, so no one's going to remind each other. Amrav hunu b'madura afilu asar b'nei adam asur. If it's a large flame, then even 10 people would be asur. Amrav im adam chashav hu mutter. But if he's an adam chashav, it's mutter, because an adam chashav doesn't tilt his own ner. Adam chashav here doesn't mean tamal chacham, means someone who hires servants to do things for him. So if he wants more light, he just asks the servant to do it. So we're not concerned that he's going to come to tilt the ner. Meisve lo yukalar ner shameyate. Amr Bishmal ben Elisha, ani ekra velo ate. So here it is. Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha says, I don't have to worry about this. I can read the Ohr Ner, and nothing is going to happen. I'm not going to tilt the Ner. I'll be very careful. Pamach askara ubikesh lahatos. One time he was reading, and he wanted to tilt the Ner. Amar, and he said, kama gedolim divrei chachamim. Shayom lo yukal Ohr Ner. The chachamim are brilliant, that they came up with this gezeira that you shouldn't read by an Ohr Ner. Rabbi Nosson omer, kara vihita. Rabbi Nosson says, it's not that Bikesh Latos that he almost tilted. He was reading by the Ohr Ner, and he actually did tilt the Ner. Because of Al Pinkaso, and he wrote in his notebook, Ani Yishmol ben Elisha Karisi Vahitisi Ner B'Shabbos. He wrote in his notebook, Ah Yishmol ben Elisha, I assume he wrote this after Shabbos, otherwise he would have had to write a second thing in his notebook, that I, Rabbi Yishmol ben Elisha, have read by an Ohr Ner on Shabbos, and I tilted the Ner on Shabbos. L'kshiyivna Beis HaMikdash Avi Chata Shmena, when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, I'll bring a fat carbon chatas. Amr of Yavah Shani Rishon Ben Elisha Ola Mesa Masmol De Vitor. Okay, fine. So whether that you can bring a raya from him or not, but what do you see from the story? According to the version of the story that Rabbi Nosson says, Rabbi Shmuel Ben Elisha had a Dvar Takala Baal Yado. Something bad came about through Rabbi Shmuel Ben Elisha. He didn't do it on purpose, but he was a great tzaddik, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maybe Takala Al Yado. So how can we say there's a rule HaKadosh Baruch Hu was never maybe Takala through a tzaddik? Whenever my kids say, I accidentally turned on the light on Shabbos, one of my children will say, I accidentally turned on the light on Shabbos, they always say, so remember, after Shabbos, to write down that when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, that you want to bring a carbon chatas. So they don't do it, and they just laugh at me. But that comes. I say it because it's a good way to chaz over this Gemara. Obviously, they wouldn't have to do it anyway. They're ketanim, but and usually it's misasa because it's not even a shogeg. But whatever, the Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha is kasha number one that tells us raises.
I'm confused with the questions in general that Hashem doesn't give. Like it sounds like.
If it's tzaddik. A tzaddik won't accidentally do an avera. A tzaddik will only do an avera if he wants to do an avera. But as an accident, a tzaddik can't do an avera. That Kodesh Baruch Hu is not maybe takal al yadam. That just like we have, like the Gemara talks about in a couple places, I think about Bekhamim, Makos, the Gemara talks about if someone kills b'shogeg, right? So the Gemara says that afal pisha dal misos batlu din dal misos batlu Sanhedrin. I think the Gemara says that even though the dal misos based are not batlu, the din dal misos lo batlu. So the Gemara says that Kodesh Baruch Hu will work it out that if you have someone who killed b'mezid, that and someone else killed b'shogeg and no one knew about it, that the guy who killed b'shogeg will be climbing on a ladder and he'll fall off the ladder and he'll land on the guy who killed b'mezid and he'll kill the guy who killed b'mezid, and now we'll have evidence that the guy who killed b'shogeg killed someone else b'shogeg, he'll have to go to galus, the guy who killed b'mezid, right? And then, and if someone was chayiv chenek, so they'll die in a way that HaKadosh Baruch brings things about that it will happen in certain ways. So we assume that when things happen by accident, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand at work when things happen by accident. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects the tzaddikim that bad things shouldn't happen by accident. Seems like an extension of Megalgal Zuchus Al Yidei Zakai V'chova Al Yidei Chayiv. That good things happen through good people, bad things happen through bad people. So that's question number one. Now, intuitively, it sounds different than eating Eiver Min HaChai. The question is, what's the difference? Right? Why is this different than accidentally being fed Eiver Min HaChai? So maybe if we look at all the five questions, we'll see a trend and we'll be able to see that why the five different places in Shas where bad things happen through tzaddikim are maybe not such a kasha. We were able to come up with a connecting thread between the five different cases. And the reason I put the Gemara here is Tosfos just mentions them very, very briefly, but he doesn't really give you the context of the different Gemaras.
Sorry, it also doesn't say that he did something bad to deserve for it to call to come. Like in our case, he did something, like he had the MAC here, which caused him, you know what I'm saying?
So what you're suggesting is, in our case, he did something bad. He should not have had an attitude of Amy Serbisokhbe. So, and even so, Hashem would have protected him, even though he did something bad. Now, in Shabbos, he also did something bad. The Chum made a rule, the Chum made a din, that you're not allowed to be Kari Lara Ner. He decided to be Kari Lara Ner. I was thinking the opposite. I was thinking that over there, he violated the din. He was Kari Lara Ner. So, of course, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to bring a Takal Al Yada. Over here, what did he do? He didn't violate the din, but the answer is he did violate the din. Yeah, he did violate the din. He was about to let me serve itself Besa. So he did violate the din.
The way that read Rashi was that he wasn't mate, is that his servants were just scared.
Yeah, but that has to do with how you relate to them. That, you know, if the help in the house knows that the balabasta or whatever is going to go nuts, you know, if she does something wrong, so what do they do if they accidentally wash the milk dish in the fleishik sink or whatever? They'll quickly fix it and they'll you know, they'll put it away in the other, you know, and they won't tell you. But if you know that that if they know that you're not going to go crazy at them and that you're not, you know, you'll just, so then they'll more likely to be honest with you about what happened. So that's one Gemara. Second Gemara. Chagiga tazayinim days. Man tana lad tana rabbanu. Amar b'gidu ben tabayim. Era bin achama im lo harati eid zomim. I would be comforted if not for the fact that I killed an eid zomim. Lahotzi miliban shal tzedukin shay yomrim ein eidim zomim ne'aragin ad shiyaharig hanidon. And this is to go against what the tzedukim held. The tzedukim hold that an eid zomim only gets killed if he actually got someone else killed. The exact opposite of what we hold. We hold kasher zomim velo kasher rasa. That if Neid Zomim testifies that Reuven killed Shimon, if we have not yet killed Reuven for the crime that he didn't commit, then we kill the Edom Zomim. And if we catch the Edom Zomim before we kill Reuven, then we kill the Edom Zomim. But ironically, if we've already killed Reuven, then we don't kill the Edom Zomim. Kasha Zomim below Kasha Rasa. So he says, I killed an Eid Zomim to be Motzi Miliban Shal Tzedukim. They say Eid Zomim Ne'aragin Ad Shiyaharig Nidon. That you would only kill an Eid Zomim if they actually got the guy killed. Amar lo Shimon ben Shetach, Era bin Chachamim lo Shafachta Dam Naki. Sharei Amar Chacham Eid Zomim Ne'aragin Ad Shiyazomu Shnehem. Ve'ein Lokin Ad Shiyazomu Shnehem. Ve'ein Mashlim Mamon Ad Shiyazomu Shnehem. He said, you know, you killed an innocent man. Because to kill a single Eid Zomim is unacceptable. You only kill an Eid Zomim if both Eidim were found to be Zomim. Levi and Yehuda come and testify that Reuven killed Shimon, and then Yisachar Zvulun say that Levi was with us on that day when he says that Reuven killed Shimon, and in a different city. So Levi is made an Eid Zomim, but Yehuda's not an Eid Zomim in that case. You're not allowed to kill Levi unless his cohort also becomes an Eid Zomim. Miyad Kibul. So who was the one that killed an Eid Zomim? It was Yehuda ben Tabai, right? He's the one that said, Erev bin Chama, if I didn't kill an Eid Zomim. To be Motzi Miliban Shal Tzedukim. So Miyad Kibul of Yehuda ben Tabai, She'inim Ora Halacha El B'fnei Shimon ben Shetach. Once Shimon ben Shetach said him straight, Yehuda ben Tabai said, that's it, I'm not going to pask, I'm afraid to pask you now. Because look what I did, I killed an innocent man. So, not an innocent man, but a man who halachically should not have been killed. So I won't pask unless Shimon ben Shetach is there. Kol Yomav Shal Yehuda ben Tabai, Hay Mishtateach Al Kivro Shal Oso Haruk, Ve'yakolo Nishma. Throughout his entire life, Yehuda ben Tabai would go visit the cemetery of that man that died, that he killed, and you could hear his voice crying. Everyone thought that it was the dead man's voice that was actually speaking in the cemetery. He said, no, it was just me. He says, and I'll prove it to you. You'll see, after I die, you won't hear the voice anymore. It was me crying in the cemetery. It's not the voice of the dead man. How do you know that it was the voice of Yehuda ben Tabai. Maybe it was the voice of the dead guy. But once Yehuda ben Tabai dies, so the dead guy is not going to cry anymore because he's happy that his murderer, you know, his blood is now avenged. So, okay. So Gemara goes into all discussion of who the characters were, what Yehuda ben Tabai was. So what does Gemara say? Shimon ben Shetach av Bezdin. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai, Nasi, according to one Shita. Another Shita, Yehuda ben Tabai av Bezdin. Shimon ben Shetach was a Nasi. Now, in order to be either of those things, an av Bezdin or a Nasi, what do you see? He had to, Mistama, have been a Tzaddik. So this Yehuda ben Tabai was a great Tzaddik. He was either the av Bezdin or the Nasi in the generation of Shimon ben Shetach. Pretty chashuv, no? And yet, not only did a takala ba'al yado, but it was the kind of takala that we would normally say about such a takala, mu'uvas lo yuchaliskon, that this is something that's an iniquity that cannot be fixed. Meaning, there are certain things you can fix. A guy eats Eivor Min HaChai, let's say. So you do tshuva, and your averus turn into mitzvos. Fantastic. So he fixed it. Al yidei tshuva. What was the other case that we had? The guy was kori lara ner. He was mata the ner. So he violated Nisra Shabbos. You do tshuva, and tshuva turns the averus into mitzvos. What about the guy who kills somebody? Yeah, tell his kids. Tell the dead man's kids. Ah, I did tshuva. Now I did a mitzvah. But we still don't have a father. What do you mean you did tshuva? You did a mitzvah. In a certain sense, this is a much more impactful kind of avera that's impossible to fix. And yet, even such a takala that's an unfixable kind of takala, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed to be maybe al yada. Now, you could argue in this case also, he did something wrong. What did he do wrong? There was a gadol like Shimon ben Shetach around, and he decided to paskin without consulting Shimon ben Shetach. If you have the opportunity to consult with someone as great as Shimon ben Shetach on a dinei nefashos case, on a life and death case, you don't have to consult in every little case, but on a dinei nefashos case, that's got to go to the big boys. You can't. He's either nasi or the abbezin, right? But if you have Shimon ben Shetach available, look what he did afterwards. He was not going to be mara halacha except unless Shimon ben Shetach was there. So at least in the big things, maybe he should have consulted Shimon ben Shetach. So one could argue that he did something wrong. And we see that Hashem was maybe takala, and kal v'chomer if he didn't do anything wrong, so how could it be that Hashem was maybe takala al yado? So this is kasha number, how many do we have so far? This is number two, right? So that's number two. Now, another Gemara. Yeah.
His mistake was the fact that he didn't ask.
That's what I'm suggesting. Gemara doesn't say that explicitly. That's what I'm suggesting.
He
killed somebody. He did kill somebody innocent.
I thought he was in the zone.
Yeah, but the halacha is that let's say a guy.
They already killed the guy.
A guy commits a crime, but it's not chayv misa for the crime, and I kill him. So in my basin, that's called killing an innocent man. He wasn't chayv misa. My children will say, I was driving my kids over from school yesterday, and someone was jaywalking. You know, was walking right, was crossing the street, just like slowly, leisurely crossing the street, and millions of cars, you know, all over the place. So my kids are like, why don't you hit him? I'm like, because jaywalking is a crime, but you know, you're not chayv misa for it. You know, I think I would still be arrested if I killed the guy for doing that. Like, why? It's his fault. He shouldn't be walking the street. No, it doesn't matter if he did something wrong. He's not chayv misa for it. So the halacha is, unless both guys are made zomimin, he's not going to be chayv misa for it. So that's Gemara number two. Gemara number three. So Gemara Yevamos Sadivavam Beis. Yeah, Yevamos Sadivavam Beis. Also Rabbi Lazar Amal Shmaita Be Midrasha. V'lomer Mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Lazar said over something that Rabbi Yochanan had said in the Beis Medrash, but he didn't say over B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Shomer Rabbi Yochanan Ikbit. Rabbi Yochanan heard about this, he got very upset. Olegabe Rabbi Ami Rabbi Asi, Amrulei, lo kacha yemaisa besaknesh shal Tveria. Wasn't there this maisa in the besaknesh shal Tveria, ben nagar sheyesh barosho, glustra, shenechlikubo Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi, achukaru sefer Torah b'chamasan. So there was a story where there was a machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yossi about something, and they were pulling and back and forth on the Sefer Torah, and they ended up ripping the Sefer Torah in their anger. So karusal kadaitach, they actually ripped it. Eleima shenikra sefer Torah bechamasa, and the sefer Torah got ripped in this machlokas. Vayisham Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma Amar. He says, you're going to see this Beis HaKnesses where this machlokas broke out that caused the tearing of a Sefer Torah is going to be a Beis Avodah Zarah v'chein hava. Hadar ik betvei amar chavrusa nami al gavei Rabbi Yaakov Baridi kasher ziva Hashem es Moshe avdo kein ziva Moshe es Yeshua v'chein asa Yeshua lo hesi dover mikol asher ziva Hashem es Moshe. Okay, this is going into a side point now. About you having to say things over in the name of the person who said it, but the point I think that the Gemara that we're trying to draw from this Gemara is that there emerged this machlokas between two great tzaddikim, and as a result of this machlokas between two great tzaddikim, a sefer Torah ended up getting torn. So that's a dvar takala that came about through tzaddikim. How can Hakadosh Baruch Hu allow dvar takala to come about through a tzaddik? So that's number three. Two more. Psachim kovavim beis. Amar Rav Huna Marav. Ta'am eino mekadosh. If a person ate before Kiddush, they blew their chance to make Kiddush. It's an interesting halacha. It's a separate shiur about Kiddush, about how you understand how Rav Huna Marav understands Kiddush, the requirement of Kiddush, that you no longer have the ability to make Kiddush if you ate before. Okay, well, boi mine Rav Chanan bar Chinam me Rav Huna. Let's say you ate before Avdallah. Can you still make Avdallah? Or did you lose the chance to say Avdallah? Amarlei, ani omer ta'am mavdil. I hold, if you ate before Avdallah, you can still say Avdallah. V'rav Asi omer, ta'am eno mavdil. So it's a machlokas. Machlokas, Rav Huna and Rav Asi, if you ate, can you still make Avdallah? Everyone agrees though, not supposed to eat before Avdallah. Rabbi Yemri Baraba ikla lebe Rav Asi. Rabbi Yemri Baraba went to Rav Asi. Ishtali v'ta'amidi. And he had forgotten and he ate something before Havdalah. Havale kosava avdil. Then they brought him a kos and he said Havdalah. Amrle debitu v'amar lo avirachi. So his wife said, wait, I thought you don't do like this. I thought you all that if you eat before Havdalah, you lost your chance, you can't make Havdalah. Amrle shafke k'rabbe svirulei. Ah, leave him alone. He's just passing like his Rebbe. His Rebbe holds that you do make Havdalah even after you've already eaten. Amr of Yosef Mershmuel, Ta'am Eino Mekadesh, Ta'am Eino Mavdil. If a person has already eaten something, you don't say Kiddush. If you've already eaten something, you don't say Havdalah. V'Rabba Amr of Nachman Mershmuel, Ta'am Mekadesh, Ta'am Mavdil. Rabbi of Nachman says, Name Mershmuel, even if you've already eaten, you still say Kiddush, you still say Havdalah. So why are we bringing this Gemara? Because here you have, everyone agrees that you're not allowed to eat before Avdallah. That means if you're still in Shalosh Shunei, so you can extend Shalosh Shunei as much as you want, extend Shabbos all night if you want. But once you're already benched, so Shalosh Shunei is over, and it's already Laila, it's already dark outside, so you're not allowed to start a new meal. That's why you have to start Shalosh Shunei before Shkia. Because if you start Shalosh Shunei too late, it's an Isra of being towing before Avdallah. Rav Moshe holds that you have an extra 9 minutes. They have at 9 minutes after Shkia, still Vadayom. That's not a din in Shalosh Shunei, it's a din in everything. So we have Sektar in everything, that it's still called Vadayom. You wouldn't be allowed to daven Mariv, you know, it's still Vadayom within the first 9 minutes after Shkia in New York. New York, now its Shalosh will be much shorter. Whatever 18? The. What?
Isn't it 18?
No.
It's after.
The 18 minutes is we light candles 18 minutes before Shkia as our minhag of what we do for Tosafot Shabbos. That's
it. So 9 minutes after the 18 minutes,
it's still Vadayom, yeah.
Vidyaved you allow.
So he wouldn't allow Melacha D'Oraisa on Shabbos, but for lighter type of Yisurim, like starting a meal, you know, he'd be Mekel, but he would not allow Melacha D'Oraisa on Shabbos. Rav Moshe, a lot of people get confused with the Zmanim. Rav Moshe held Rabbeinu Tam. So everyone knows Rav Moshe holds 50 minutes after Shkia is when Shabbos is over. Right in New York, 5-0. People don't realize that that's Rav Moshe's understanding of Rabbeinu Tam. Everyone thinks Rabbeinu Tam is 72 minutes. Rabbeinu Tam is Dalet Meal, according to the understanding of the Gemara. When the Gemara says Dalet Meal, that's when Shabbos is over, 4 meal after Shkia. 4 meal typically is translated 72 minutes, 18 minutes for each meal. But Rav Moshe pointed out that it really depends on where you are in the world. You know, how dark it gets. Shabbos isn't over X amount of minutes after Shkia. Shabbos is over X amount of darkness. You know, when we get to a certain stage of darkness, how dark it gets. If you ever been in Eretz Yisrael and you watch how quickly it gets dark after sunset in Yerushalayim, much, much quicker than it gets dark in New York after sunset. So obviously, Shabbos is going to end earlier in Eretz Yisrael than it will in New York. So Moshe did a cheshbon. He said, well, 50 minutes after Shkia, even in the time of the year where it takes the longest to get dark, 50 minutes after Shkia is definitely dark enough where it's Seis HaChavim. So that's what others have pointed out. That's what Moshe is saying to Rabbeinu Tam. Right? So when Rav Silver was at my house for Shabbos a few weeks ago, he said, since when is everyone machmir for Shitas Rabbeinu Tam? Every shul now keeps the 50 minutes of Rav Moshe. It used to be 35 minutes after Shkia in New York, everyone would already be doing Malacha Daraisa. But they assumed like the crowd, not like Rabbeinu Tam. But our minhag now is to be machmir. People sometimes get upset. In my shul, we take Rav Moshe Shita, we're machmir like Rav Moshe, but we adjust it. Rav Moshe has 50 minutes. That's for the longest amount of time, right? But at certain times of year, it gets dark more quickly. So Rav Moshe held 50 minutes. Every Shabbos in New York, if you do 50 minutes after Shkia, you're good. So obviously, if that's good for the longest Shabbos, so you could adjust it. You know, you look at how many degrees below the horizon the sun is on the longest, you know, the longest Shabbos, and when it takes the sun the longest time to set, and figure out that amount of degrees below the horizon on every other Shabbos, and you could adjust it. So for many Shabbos, this is 40 minutes, 41 minutes after Shkia, 39 minutes after Shkia, 45 minutes. You know, you adjust it based on that. Sometimes I've had people come to my shul, they get so upset. Why are you ending Shabbos so early? Only 40 minutes after Shkia, you're already ending Shabbos. How could you do that? So we're just doing like Rav Moshe. We're just adjusting Rav Moshe based on the degrees. So when Rav Shechter came to my shul, I said to him, I told him what we do. And I asked him, in public, I wanted to get his shita out there on the table. And he says, I told him what we do. He said, oh, what a nice chumrah. So I was like, okay, good. I called it a chumrah. Because it is a chumrah. It's Rabbeinu Tam. You know what I mean? Machmir like the shita is Rabbeinu Tam. How did I get into that? I remember, being towing before Abdullah eating. Fine. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to eat before Abdullah. That's clear. You can't eat before Abdullah. So this whole Gemara is just a discussion. If you do, so then can you still make Abdullah? But the Gemara tells him, Maisa Shahaya, by Rav Asi, that he ate before Abdullah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings such takala al yado to eat before Abdullah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bring takala al yadei tzadikin. And Rav Asi, by all accounts, was a tzadik. Good, so that's number four. Kasha number five. Levi ikla lebavel b'chadsu b'tishrei. Roshan daf chafal v'mraf. Levi went to Bavel on the 11th day of Tishrei. What's the 11th day of Tishrei? The day after Yom Kippur. Amar basum tafshila de bavloi b'yom rabba de ma'arava. What does that mean? That the food in Bavel, the tafshila de bavloi is basum, is very tasty on the great day in Eretz Yisrael. Meaning, today's really Yom Kippur, and they have delicious food. What? So what's going on? Amalei, Asid, Amalei lo shamati pi bezin mekudash. Says, was there any edus about the Kiddush HaChodesh? He says, I didn't hear from bezin that it's mekudash. Machruz Rabbi Yochanan, kol heichu d'matur shluchei nisan, v'lo matur shluchei tishrei, lavdu trei yami, gzeira nisan atu tishrei. He says, wherever the shluchim got to in Nisan, but the shluchei tishrei don't have a chance to get to, in Nisan, till the first Yantif in Nisan, you have 2 weeks in Nisan, because the first Yantif is Pesach. Tishrei, the first Yantif, it's only 10 days, it's really the first day of, but you know, in Rosh Hashanah, you assume the Shulchan aren't getting anywhere, right? But 10 days in, you already have a Yantif to worry about. So they said, wherever Shluchim can't get to, in Nisan, in Tishrei, even in Nisan, we're going to make 2 days of Yantif. Rabbi Aibo bar Nagri, Rabbi Chia bar Abba iklu lahu asr dav matur shluch in Islam v'lo matur shluch et Tishrei v'avdi chad yom, and they only kept 1 day. V'lo amru v'lo midi, and no one criticized them. Shama Rabbi Yochanan v'ikbid. Rabbi Yochanan heard about this, he got upset. Amru lahu, lav armi lachu, heicha dav matur shluch in Islam v'lo matur shluch et Tishrei v'avdi trei yom. Didn't I tell you in these locations where the shluch in Nisan could get to, but the shluch in Tishrei can't get to, you still have to keep 2 days of Pesach, gzeira Nisan atu Tishrei. Rava avaragul davi yasa b'tanisa trei yomi. Rava used to fast for 2 days for Yom Kippur. Zimnu chada ishtakach kavasei. One time it worked out that he got it right because the Rosh Chodesh was really the next day. Rav Nachman yasa b'tanisa kula yomi de kippurei. Lo urta asahu gavra amalei lemachar yomar rabba b'mar rava. So he sat and fasted a whole day. Then that night someone said, you should know, tomorrow's really Yom Kippur. Amalei Meheicha At, he said, where are you from? Amalei Midmaharya. Amalei Damte Achrisa. So he said, you're from Dmaharya, your end should be Dam. Karyalei Kalam Hayuradfenu. So what's this about? Why does Tosos quote this Gemara? So it's all about the first part. Basim Tavshila de Bavlai Bitsoma Rabba Dmarava. What happened? Levi went to Bavel on what they were observing as the 11th day of Tishrei, meaning they thought the previous day was Yom HaKippurim. And what's Levi's comment? I can't believe it. Everyone's eating. Today's Yom Kippur. I'm coming from Eretz Yisrael. I'm telling you, in Eretz Yisrael, today is Yom Kippur. And everyone's eating over here. Basim Tavshila. They're having these delicious foods. So, Mestama, in the community in Bavel, there were a lot of great tzaddikim, right? And they're all eating on Yom Kippur. Kadosh Baruch Hu, maybe Takal Al Yadam. They're all eating on Yom Kippur. Now, what these last two Gemaras add that the first three didn't have, you know, all five Gemaras are about tzaddikim, some sort of takala being Baal Yedei Tzaddikim. What these last two Gemaras add is that it's achila, right? The takala is about eating. So if you were enticed to give an answer that no, we say Kadosh Baruch Hu is not maybe takala Yedei Tzaddikim, it just means that Kadosh Baruch Hu won't allow tzaddikim to eat. That's the whole takala. Yeah, well, what about these last two? Eating before Avdallah, eating on Yom Kippur, where it's a violation of Achila. But that's what these two Gemaras add. Now, Tosfos, in dealing with this question, still goes with the Achila angle. Tosfos writes, Amar Rabbeinu Tam, Delo Parech Alagabe Midi Da Achila. We only ask this by Achila. It's only a Din in Achila. Because it's a special gnai for a tzaddik to eat something aser. And even in Gemara Ksubis, he doesn't keep this gear so where they allow an Eved to become a Kohen, where a Tzaddik Paskin, that an Eved should be able to become a Kohen, and they fed him Truma. Rabbeinu Tam is not Goris it over there because that's also not about Achila, even though the Eved's eating the Truma, but it's not the Tzaddik that's violating the Isser Achila. Aye, what are you going to do about Pesachim? What are you going to do about Rosh Hashanah? Rabbi Yim Bar Abba Dishli V'Toyim Kodim Avdallah Avagav Damar Hasim Demisasa Baskara Rosh Hashanah Basim Tavshil Devavoy V'Tzomer Rabbi Demarava Ein Davar Meguna Kalkach Achila Shel Hetera B'Shas HaIsser. When the eating is eating something that's mutter and you're just doing it at a time that's aser, that's not going to be a problem. Avein HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe Takal Al Yadam. So Rabbeinu Tam limits this rule. What does it mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be maybe takala. It means not going to be maybe takala of eating ma'acholos asuros. But if you're eating a ma'achol of heter during a time of iser, that's not so bad. So the whole Tosfos is ain't a move on. Meaning, why would you be mechalik between achila and anything else? Why is it a greater genai that a tzaddik is going to accidentally eat something not kosher? Than it is a gnai that a tzaddik is going to accidentally kill an Eid Zomim who doesn't deserve to be killed. Murder a person.
I mean, I guess I can't really argue with the murder one, but doesn't it, like, isn't there a sort of, like, if you eat something, like, it affects you, like...
Oh, so probably what Tosfos is referring to over here is the general concept that the Gemara talks about of Timtum Alev. that there is a concept that the Gemara mentions that when a person eats something not kosher, in addition to the technical isser that he violated, it has an effect on him. It's metamte mesalei. That's why the Gemara says we derive this quote in Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam quotes in Shulchan Aruch in Yeridaya that if let's say a woman is nursing, or a woman can't nurse her baby, she needs to hire someone to nurse her baby. Whoever she hires to nurse her baby, she should make sure that person only eats kosher food. The baby is not at the age of chinuch yet. You don't have to be mechanechim to eat anything. You're not being machil biyadayim, any iser to the child. This other woman is feeding the child. So what avera are you doing? Says the Ramat Timtum Alev. Simtum Aleph. Whenever you talk about a child eating something not kosher, you always have to talk about three different Yisurim, three different issues. You have to talk about the mitzvah of chinuch, that you have to be mechanech a child. You have to talk about the Isra of Los Achil, and the Gemara discusses at the end of Yivamas, that you're not allowed to dismiss the Doraisa to be machil Isra biyadayim to a child, even if he's not at the age of chinuch, a 2-year-old, to feed a ham sandwich to a 2-year-old is an Isra Doraisa. And you have to talk about Timtum Aleph. So this is pure, that would purely be an issue of Timtum, what's Timtum Aleph, that it has a negative impact on his neshama. Where do we derive it from? So the Gemara says, thinking of Maseches Chulin, that Pesha Asa L'Dabir Mashkina, that Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't nurse from any of the Egyptian women. Why not? Because the Peh that's going to be Medabir Mashkina one day is not going to, it's not appropriate that such a mouth should nurse from Egyptian women. Medabir Tameh like that. So the Ramah quotes that as the source of Timtum Aleph. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky asked the famous Kashi, he says, but we're not all going to be mouths that speak with the Shechina. Moshe Rabbeinu's Pelashas the Dabar Mashkina. So Rabbi Yaakov points out, yeah, but when you raise a child, you have to raise your child to be able to be Medabar Mashkina. You have to set the bar high. You have to raise him that he should be able to accomplish anything. Whether he does or not, okay, that will be is yet to be determined. But you have to raise a child to be able to be Pelashas the Dabar Mashkina. But that maybe that's the Vart, that it's a Gnai for a Tzaddik. Not that it's more embarrassing for him if he eats something non-kosher than it is if he kills an Eidzome. No, it's obviously killing an Eidzome is a much bigger tragedy if he killed someone who didn't deserve to be killed. But it's a Gnai L'Tzaddik in that sense. Oh, thank you. Okay.
Is there a Timtum Aleph for anything else, or just food?
Is there Timtum Aleph?
Does anything else?
Anything else without eating, you're saying, other than food.
Yeah.
So it seems that Timtum Aleph is purely food related. There's a discussion, I think I discussed in the donating blood shiur. If you take blood from someone who's Ochel Nevelos Treifos, or from someone who's, Eino Yehudi, so is that a Timtum Aleph, that you take the person's blood? Pashtus is not, I would have thought. But I've heard some people that are concerned about it. But Pashtus is not. Pashtus is not an issue. Maybe we'll pick up with that tomorrow. We'll go through the various Shitos and Rishonim and try to figure out, okay, so if that's Timtum Aleph, so how does Tos get around it? Why is that only when you're eating a Davar Aser and eating on Yom Kippur is not Timtum Aleph? It's only the din of the chefza, the chefza of Isser, as opposed to the zman of Isser. Maybe, okay, we'll have to talk about it a little bit more tomorrow. That's also to the
Gemara? Because those kind of things, that the shaykh is good.
Okay, so we have to see if there are any makaros to back that up. We'll have to see.